Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Yo, what up, family? We back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
And this is your girl, Raiju, for the one time.
Hotel for Barbara Ghani, assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds. We are back in the building, back for another week, hopefully to share self-constructive dialogue with the family. This is Collective Minds, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. And we got a great show today. Got a good topic, philosophical topic that we all can chime in on. So please give us a call at 929-477-1697. And before we get started, though, Queen Raja and Mufasa Ra, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
A great week. Very great week. Very busy week. No announcements. Just want to just tell everybody to think positive. Keep it moving.
That's right. It always helps.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good reminder.
No, indeed. Most definitely, most definitely. Brother Mufasa, how was your week, brother? You got any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. All was well. This was a fantastic week. I want to give a shout-out to Brother Nuri Muhammad from the Nation of Islam, who was in town here in St. Louis this weekend. He had did a Q&A yesterday, and we had a dinner and a Q&A. By him. His lecture was over success, basically the blueprints of success. And today he did a phenomenal lecture on that, the blueprints of success. In short, I'll give a quick snippet of what he said, which may help some people out there. If you take 100% of your income and you divide that up into four parts, 70, 10, 10, 10. You take that 70% and you live off that. That's your total living expenses. You take 10% and that goes to your savings. Another 10% to charity and another 10% should go to savings, but savings for strictly investment, to invest, to create more money. Try that in your life. Implement those, that plan of action into your life and see where it gets you in 5 years.
Yes, indeed. That's powerful, brother. And, you know, just to piggyback off what you just said, we are going to have to do a show on investments and, you know, economics in our community, because a lot of times, you know, we're not taught the rules of the money game. You know what I'm saying? And I know I wasn't taught the rules of the money game when you talk about investment, when you talk about setting things aside, being disciplined. All these things, especially in our community, will help us move forward, because we are in a capitalist society, and so we have to play the game. But if you don't have the information, it's hard for you to play. So like you just broke down that 70-10-10-10 rule, you know, that's something that we can discuss and put on the table for later and kind of share with the family so we can start getting our economic game and getting, you know, getting our bread where it needs to be. That way,
yes, sir,
we can stop, you know, that way as a people, if we got our bread up, which is the last step towards empowerment, is getting your bread up, we can stop being so victimized. You know what I'm saying? If you have bread or you have money, it's harder for you to be victimized by the system, you know, that I call white supremacy. So, yeah, we're going to have to do a show about that. So, it's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So, yeah, without further ado, I did have one quick announcement. This kind of goes into the topic, but just wanted to share this with the family because I just saw this and it was kind of funny. We know we talked about Kanye West. He released the album that Jesus is King. We know that he's been having his Sunday services going on as well. But this past Sunday, our brother Kanye went to Joel Osteen's church.
And then what?
Oh, and
and then what?
Well, I guess he, you know, did some songs and he was speaking and spoke at the Joel Osteen, and he just, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at this whole thing from afar because we're talking about mega churches and mega preachers, and in my opinion, they go against basically everything that Christ was teaching. So we got to remember, this is the same Joel Osteen that didn't want to open his church to the Houston flood victims. You know, he threw a fit about opening his church for victims of the flood, which you would think would just be, you know, a humanitarian thing that would just be a no-brainer for a church if you have the space. But because I guess he was concerned about the money and this and that, that, you know, he was reluctant to let those people in his church. So I just find it interesting that Kanye aligned himself with this particular man. And to me, like, I'm going to just call it how I see it. Joel Osteen seems very phony and fake to me. But that's just to me. You know what I'm saying? I think he's about the bread and nothing else. You know what I'm saying? He's using the quote-unquote gospel to preach, and he may have some uplifting words and so on and so forth. But when it comes down to it, he's about that bag. So I just find it funny that Kanye kind of aligned himself with this guy. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there.
You think Kanye is trying to help him? You think maybe Kanye is trying to help him?
Help him how? I mean, I don't
know. Help him be a better person when it comes to maybe how he may have a view or perception of the black community.
Yeah, short answer, I would say no. I don't think Kanye's trying to help. I would say no. I mean, Joel Osteen, you know, he's a conservative Republican type guy, which, you know, no knock on that per se, but I don't think so. I mean, you know, Kanye is different than the other blacks. He's not like the other blacks. That's, you know, Kanye is a special Negro. So, you know, Joel Osteen can welcome him in, but I don't think he would be that kind towards the other members of our community if he wasn't Kanye. You know, if he was just another black man from Chicago, I don't know if he would be that inviting, you know.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know,
yeah,
I'll add something to that, brother.
Go ahead,
I'll add something real quick because another brother shared this with me, his idea on this. I kind of enjoy what he said, so I'm gonna throw this out there for my brother Kanye and old Joe. You know, religion is like a car. You know, you got three different cars, and that's your religion. You know, you use the car to get you to your destination, where you need to be. So if Kanye and Joe can use their cars to get them where they need to be, which is, in my opinion, is a oneness with God, the Creator, by all means, do what you do. You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for Brother Kanye, and I wish him the best. I wish him success, and, you know, I pray for a spirit of protection around that brother for what he's going through, because at some point, a lot of us feel he may self-implode or things may implode upon him, but I pray for his protection because I believe he has a genuine spirit.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. That's what's up. We will leave it right there. But that leads us into today's topic. So here at Collective Minds, y'all know how we do. We usually talk about everything from politics to race to relationships. You know, we kind of put a lot of things out there. But today we kind of going back to one of the topics that we originally had started with, which was the topic of God. I guess you can throw religion in there, but, you know, yeah, that would be up to you. So the question we're asking today is a philosophical question. Did God create humans or did humans create God? Okay, that's what we're throwing on the table today. It should be a fun show. These topics, you know, can go a lot of different places. So give us a call and share your opinion. Again, the number is 91. Wait, what is the number, y'all? 929. I had a brain freeze real quick. 929-477-1697. And Collective Minds, we are asking the question, did God create humans or did humans create God? Okay, that's a deep, deep question. They got you thinking. You know how they got the picture with the man with his leg crossed and got his hand on his chin thinking? This is one of those questions right here. So, again, what's the call? We're going to share our opinions here real quick, and then we're going to get to the call lines, okay? So, yeah, let's get it started. Let's get the conversation started because I'm interested in hearing what everyone thinks. I guess we can start with the Queen. Queen Rigel, what are your thoughts? Did God create humans or did humans create God? Talk to us.
Okay, I'm going to try to put this as clear as I possibly can. I hope I don't confuse anyone. Because I see this in so many different paths. And it's like, because I think the word God, along with a lot of other words that we use, is a tainted word. And I think it's used loosely. It's very tainted. So I want to first clarify the two perceptions that I can see when it comes to using the word God. Now, if we're going to speak... if we want to speak in terms of God in a more loose manner where, like, people worship their cars, people worship money, and it becomes like a god to them. So in
right.
that way of thinking, it's many gods, which are
right.
created by humans. Now, on the other hand, if we tend to use or look at the word God as if it is the creator of all creation and the ruler over nature and, you know, just the creator and the ruler over the whole universe and creation, then, of course, obviously, I would say we didn't create that. So I think the word, like a lot of times I've already expressed, words can be quite confusing because it's not enough description in words to me, you know. So we're doing the best we can with the words that we have. So I just want to make that distinction between the way I can perceive God to be used. So those are my two answers. It depends on how and which way you're looking at it. So I just wanted to cover those two perceptions. And I'm out.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay. Yeah, she dropped the mic. You just drop the mic, and I'm out. All right, no doubt, no doubt. But yeah, you
it is what it is.
You made some good points in there. So yeah, we gonna let we gonna throw the mic to our brother Mufasa. Did God create humans, or did humans create God?
All right, family. Well, bear with me. I may take a little bit more time than my sister Roger did. I may be a little long-winded, but I try not to go too hard.
Take your time. Take your time.
Like Sister Roger said, you know, words, you know, can be confusing. But since at this time, you know, we are communicating with these words we've been given, so I'm going to use words, and I'm going to try to use words that everybody on the earth can understand. So with that being said, I'm going to take it back to the beginning. When we talk about Africans' Kemetic spirituality. Now, this was taught to me by a Kemetic saver by the name of Amari Senefu, and I'm going to read some things that he expressed to me. First, when it comes to God, you know, who or what is God to African people, according to ancient Kemet, there is only one being in existence, period. That being is God. Everything in creation is an expression, law, particle, or element in the body of God. Prior to creation, the Creator existed. And when I say Creator, I'm speaking of God. Like I say, we're using these terms, God, Creator, Allah. Prior to creation, the Creator existed as itself, as pure intelligence, infinite potential, and unused power in a timeless, formless, and physically lifeless state of nothingness. Spiritual inertia. Our ancestors referred to the Creator in this state as Nu, a term called Nu. On the number scale, the mathematical equivalent of the infinite potential of Nu is expressed by the symbol of zero. Zero is the perfect circle and is infinite with potential, but means nothing, no thing in spirit or form. The perfect circle zero symbolizes the womb of creation in an inactive state. The Creator, slash quote-unquote God, willed itself out of the state of new into a state of action or creation. Now, creation is the Creator, quote-unquote God, in action and time. Therefore, Creator and creation are one in the same. Before creation, there was no time or material in existence. God willed itself as the material for cosmic creation. First, the force of Ma'at was created. Sure, Brother Kev knows what that term Ma'at means, but I'll give you a quick definition. Ma'at is the law of definition and differentiation that governs the interaction of all relationships. Ma'at is cause and effect. Okay? So now that you understand that Ma'at is cause and effect, I'll back myself back up to where I was at when I lost myself. Hang on. Give me 1 second, brothers and sisters.
Take your time.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed, brother.
Okay.
You're playing for it. You dropping it, though. You dropping it.
Yes, sir. So
yes,
first,
indeed.
The force of Ma'at was created as the evolutionary process that brought definition, differentiation, cosmic law, and divine order into existence. God transformed itself out of that state of new into his own living creation. We too, meaning us on this people, us humans, we too are manifestations of God having a divine human experience. Okay, you follow that? We are manifestations of God having a divine human experience. The law of Ma'at was formed as the vehicle for transformation of God to experience life, to To know is to experience. To experience is to live. To live is to evolve and expand in the knowing of self. The Creator lives by the Creator lives by experiencing its own creation. And the purpose of life is to live. According to the Kemetic cosmology left for us by our ancient African Nile Valley ancestors, the purpose of life is life itself. And I'm almost done here. This cosmology speaks to a perpetual blueprint for living based on the timeless origin of creation, model left for us by our African ancestors. So, with that being said, if you follow me, God is the Creator. Our life goes by many names. So when this power, this infinite power, wields itself into being, it expressed itself into many different forms. Human beings are just one of the forms, one of the expressions of the Creator. So with that being said, God, quote unquote, the Creator, Allah, God created humans.
Yes, indeed. That's a check. I follow you, my brother. I follow you. If you're just joining this family, this Collective Minds Radio, we are asking the question, did God create humans or did humans create gods? And we're going to get to the call lines here in a second, family. But I want to give a quick breakdown of my thoughts on the question, and then we're going to get to the call lines. But if you're just joining us, give us a call, 929-477-1697. So, yeah, that was well said, and I think we're pretty much in agreement. Well, I'm pretty much in agreement with both of y'all, especially in terms of, you know, the language we use is really not enough, or even the human brain is not enough to explain the awe or the force that we call God. So I'm going to start just real quick with a passage from the Hermetica, which is the lost wisdom of the pharaohs, which is some of the laws of Hermes, which is one of the Egyptian gods, Tahuti or Thoth. And it says, when we look at the world only with our physical eyes, God is nowhere to be seen. But if we look with our thoughts, we see with spiritual understanding. Suddenly, God is everywhere. In this ecstatic state, everything we see and touch is known to be a part of God, and we understand that God's whole purpose is creating the world so that through it we could see Him. Okay, now that goes exactly to what my brother Mufasa read, as far as the Creator, God, the All, breaking itself up in these different manifestations to experience life. Okay. Now, another thing that's a part of God is the God is a lot of potential energy, and like Queen Rigel said, you can look at it as there are a lot of different gods, because when you look at a lot of the ancient societies, Babylonian, Sumerian, Egyptian, Greek, or Roman, they all had multiple gods, right? They had a god for the sun. They had a god for war. They had a goddess of love. They had a goddess for the harvest. They had a goddess for abundance, and all these different gods and goddesses, because they were different expressions of energy, right? And it wasn't until, you know, if we want to do some history, it wasn't until around the Ptolemy period when he went into Greek, he was a Greek that went into Egypt, and he combined the Apis, the bull god, with Osiris and created a deity called Serapis. This was one of the first monolithic deities, meaning that this was one of the first religions where they were saying that there was just one God. But prior to this, a lot of the ancient societies had multiple gods in order to describe the, you know, the natural phenomenon was going on around the earth. And then Serapis transitioned into Jesus, right, which is a combination of Jupiter and Zeus. So even when you look at your Bible, it says, let us make man in our image, right? A lot of people miss that. It says, let us make man in our image. So who is our, right? So that denotes that there were multiple gods involved or multiple energies involved in the creation of the world. So I just want to put this question out there. What would be wrong with multiple gods, right? If we haven't been conditioned to believe that, you know, just in the one God or the monotheism, what would be wrong with one God? I'm just put that out on the table. So would the
God be wrong with more than one God?
Right, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, right. What would be wrong with more than one God? And I like to separate the gods from the all, because if we look at the Kabbalion, it says, in its essence, the all is unknowable. That means what we call the all is really unknowable and unfathomable with our limited human brain. But in order to explain certain things, we created gods, you know, as a way of explaining different natural phenomena that happen. So from my understanding, it's a combination of both, right? The all manifested itself and created these different gods or energies who in turn created the physical earth or the physical world, including man or humans. So we are the physical representation or the physical manifestation of God on this particular realm. And yes, the animals and plants and, you know, the animal kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, all these things are manifestations of God as well. But in humans was trusted the, you know, we are the highest form of that particular creation, if you follow me, because we have the minds and the capacity to do certain things and rule over the other different kingdoms, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the animal kingdom. We are the highest manifestation of God on the physical realm. And as we fail further and further from knowing our true essence, we in turn created gods to explain certain things. But if we understand, you know, spirituality and everything, we understand that we are a part of God and there's nothing in creation that is outside of God. So I think it's a combination of both. Yes, the all was first and is the one or the zero. And then after that, everything else fell down. And the physical level is the last level. And humans were created on that level. But we are the gods of the physical realm, right? So I'm going to leave it right there. Let's get to the call lines, family. I wanted to wrap that up before 6:30. But if you got something else, go ahead, my brother.
Well, I was just going to shed some light on what you said, because you did throw out that question as well. You know,
yes,
and the reason I go to ancient African people is because, and this is not to offend Caucasian people, it's just facts is what's facts. And the original man is the Asiatic black man, okay? So ancient Semitic people, when they were telling these stories and they were deitizing and making these other gods, it was strictly just to tell stories in order to keep that into the retention of the people's minds and hearts. Now, unfortunately, Caucasian people took those stories and twisted it, and then they actually did deify and make, like you say, Greek mythology. They actually literally made other gods. But the original man, no, we only believe in one all, one creator, one all. And those different deities, those stories were just to, like I say, to stamp the stories into our people's mind. Because, you know, we do things by oral tradition.
That's right.
So we pass things down. So I just wanted to give you my input on that.
No,
and
that's
we all
right
know,
exactly.
And we all know what a sloppy mess that can be.
Right. But no, what you said, brother, is right and exact. So I was using gods for lack of a better term, but you're right. The Egyptians, they didn't have multiple gods. You're right. They had the one all, and then they had different deities to explain, different phenomenon or different
aspects of the all.
Yeah, different aspects of the all, exactly. But it wasn't necessarily gods as we think of in the, European, Greco-Roman sense.
There you go.
So, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So, let's hit the call lines, family, and see what they're talking about. I'm going to hit the call lines, Roger.
Okay. Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey,
how you doing? Right on. What's up?
Well, yeah, I just went on talking to my fam about this same topic for about the last 3 hours now. So my head is like burning. But
share with us some of what y'all talked about. Share with us.
Did man create God, or did God create man, or vice versa? And I look at it as pretty much a worthless question at this point. But some people need to believe that there's a God to get through their day, and others don't. And we've created a point of contention in this. Now, when you say, did God create people, how do we know this when the people say that God created us? But before people could say that God created us, how do they find out that God created us? So it's one of those rabbit holes.
Well, let me answer this. Right, because we know that we didn't create ourselves.
What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Exactly.
And we can go on and on and on about that. And you can quote from scriptures and books and stuff, but who were those scriptures and books created by? A man. But that man says that he was given divine intuition or divine, it was some divine, I can't think of the word right now, it's not coming to me, providence or something that made those words come out onto the paper. But people have epiphanies all the time. How do you think they fixed the wing to fly? A person had an epiphany. So they could have called that a divine intuition that now we have airplanes. But that's how, because people didn't understand what was going on back in the day, so they had to come up with some way to quell the crowds when questions arose. So did God create man, or did man create God? We created wonderful stories, and then we've invested in it so much that we don't want to go any other direction.
Can I share one thing with you, though, brother?
Yes.
When you say what created the chicken or the egg, would you agree they were both created? I mean,
which came first.
So whichever came first, whether it was the chicken or the egg, either one had to be created.
And what created was
the creator.
I can see in the stories of a creator that the creator of the creator didn't have enough experience to create the creator out of the creation of man, outside of the creation of man, because everything there is about the creation of the creator or the creator itself is all experience of a man of that time. And they wrote a book off of all that they could understand at that time, and the people of that time ate it up. Just like hell. If we want to talk about is there a creator, and we talk about the religions and stuff, and we talk about Christians and Catholic people and Jewish people and everything, they all have different type of religions and whatnot. But the one thing that they kind of do have in common is hell. But none of the books that they are reading from even discuss hell. Hell was created by another guy who wrote a book in 700 A.D. or about 700 years ago, and now all these religions have adopted a fictional version of hell and put it into the religion. So where does that make religion stand? It's created by man.
Right, let me ask you this, Colin. Right, let's do
this. But if you don't need that, if you don't need that to control your own actions, then you don't need it.
Right, but let me do this, because I think this question goes actually beyond religion. Because if I can simplify for you, if I can simplify for you, exactly. So it goes like this. Who created you, right? You could say your parents. So who created your parents? You could say your grandparents. So who created your grandparents? You can say your great-great-grandparents, and you can go on until you try to figure out who created human, who created that lineage, who created man, right? And at some point, you hit a blank wall, where was that creation? Where was the start? You know, this is one of those questions that has been asked since the dawn of time, trying to explain how we got here. You see what I'm saying? So it kind
of
goes.
A lot of people don't like the actual answer to that. I believe it's just a lot of people don't like the actual answer to that.
Break it down.
I fall along the lines of evolution. Millions and millions of years of evolution has culminated in the human being and the capacity of knowledge that we currently have. As we continue to evolve, our capacity will become greater and greater. And we'll have even more understanding. Right now, we're at a cusp of trying to get beyond what we already have, but we're creating those people as we continue to breed. But then we're also creating the opposite, going backwards with some of the breeding habits that we have in our species.
Right. So now with evolution, you run into a problem too, because you have to figure out at what point did the human brain develop the capacity for consciousness. You know, at one point did we go from animals to humans? Like, what caused us to go from animals to humans? Was it strictly biological?
And if you're gonna say that, what created humans?
Hunger and extinction. Hunger and not
say we came from animals. If you say we came from animals, then also asking, what created the animals? What created the brain? See, so this goes further back, like Brother Kev was saying. This goes further and further, where you are going to finally have to acknowledge that we came, like
greater.
I said earlier, that there's something greater, exactly. And what I'm calling that something is the term that we've been using, like people are saying God, but that came from something. We just use it as a basic word, but that came from something greater than that word. That came from before words was even exist, before words even existed. So I'm saying, because we're so limited with words, we're saying creator, we're saying all.
So,
but all that came from an overall creator, not a human. Okay? Didn't make animals.
We all give the caller. Let's get caller last point and then try to get to some other callers. But go ahead, caller. We'll give you the last point.
So in our own scripture and in our own books that we read that call for worshiping the one God, in the book itself it says that if there's an entity that can create an entire planet and group of people, I don't understand how we ascribe gender to it. But it created mankind in our image. And it also states that it is a jealous God, and it will not have his creations or its creations worshiping any others. Therefore, that tells me that there are other gods. If there are gods, then there's other, and it's not the only one, and it doesn't want the others worshipped by its creations. So saying that there's just one God, if you're reading the same book that I'm reading, for those people out there that are religious, well, there is more than one God, he's just jealous and only wants you to worship it.
Right.
So.
Right.
But yeah. I'll leave it at that. I think that man created. I think that man created God when we came to knowledge, and as our knowledge increases, we'll figure out. We'll figure this out.
Okay.
If it's, I mean, but I don't think it's worth it at all. I think we should just keep going on living and let people do what as they do.
Right.
Because it
yes,
is what
indeed.
It is.
It is what it is. All right, Carly.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. If you did,
it is what it
family,
is.
Yeah, right on, Carla. Thank you. If you're just joining us, y'all, this is Collective Minds Radio. I am Cosmic Kev here with Queen Raja and Brother Mufasa. We are asking the question, did God create humans or did humans create God? Right? So this is a question that has been asked since the beginning of time, since man could talk and think and, you know, have the capacity to contemplate. This is a question that has been asked. And like I said, I think it goes beyond religion because at some point we have to figure out who made who. Before the religion even came into place, before the scripts, the scrolls, whatever, you know, we have to figure out who created us and how did we get here. So give us a call and let us know your thoughts. Yes, indeed.
Because you see, the caller, you know, he was mentioning the book. I'm sure he was mentioning the Bible. You have to
right.
go past the book.
You gotta go
you know,
past
so
the book.
So he's speaking of the God that's spoken of in the book, and we know that man has twisted things up. That's why I broke down earlier going beyond it. You have to go beyond it.
Yes, indeed. Now, before we get to the call line,
go ahead.
Now, I was just gonna say before we get to the call line, let me read this also from the Hermetica. This is the creation of humankind, right? It says, God created humankind because he wanted there to be a creature capable of appreciating the great beauty of his cosmos. He asked each of the gods who administer the cosmos to provide something to benefit humanity. The sun gives joy, the moon gives sleep, Saturn offers the limits of necessity and the balanced force of justice, Jupiter gives peace, and Mars gives struggle. Venus offers love, and Mercury wisdom. So basically, that's kind of wrapping up. If you look at the celestial bodies that we have within our solar system, those can be considered different energies or different gods. Because I don't know if you know, but a lot of the names of these planets are prescribed to certain energies, certain attributes that they have as it pertains to human behavior. Like you got Mars is the god of war. You got Venus is the goddess of love. You got Mercury is the god of thought. You know, you got Jupiter, you got Saturn, all these different gods or the planets or heavenly bodies, quote unquote, were part of the creation and part of the energies that play upon humankind. So I just wanted to put that out there as well. But yeah, let's hit the call lines and see what the family's talking about.
Okay, area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
I got a comment. And I think it was a mix of both. I think it was a mix of both. Somebody had to create us, which I'm going to address him as the Great Spirit.
That's right.
But,
yeah.
But at the same time, man also created God because as a point of control. And then it splits off into religion. And religion came up to excuse the crimes that certain religion was doing, such as I'm going to say Rome, the Pope, for example, were supposed to be righteous, but and they were supposed to follow out laws, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not kill. But they changed it so that they can go into Africa and steal black people and kill them. Because they said that they are pagan, which actually means of a different belief or a different religion. So since
right.
we weren't the same religion as them, we had no soul. So they use God to excuse the crimes that they commit. And as a point of control of society.
But let me say this to the caller. You know, caller, God made humans. Humans didn't make God, but hold on. Wait a minute, let me finish. Humans twisted. Okay? And humans twisted your perception of what God is to control you. They didn't create God to control you. They just took what God is and manipulated that and twisted it around in order to control you. If you understand where I'm coming from.
But if there was
so
no
they
human,
did not create
human,
the creator.
But
they
went around.
It is what it is.
They had to give a name to something to explain why we were here. And they called them God or many other things, such as Amen. You know what Amen means, don't you?
What it means? Break it down.
It means spirit great. It means the Great Spirit. It's somewhere along that line. So I've been watching this stuff all day. I've been having
okay.
a great day.
Yes, indeed.
So, and like Carl said earlier. Long talk to Sam all day. I even talked to old school. I talked to my pops. He got mad and almost hung
is
up.
Is your pops religious? Is he religious?
Oh
guy
yeah.
Or?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
If you question the Bible to him, he don't. I don't want to hear it. You state a fact
right.
about his religion or his belief. It's an argument. Because I had come to him before and I said, so does that mean that everybody who wasn't told that there was who wasn't told that they were Christian, does that mean they go to hell? Because they weren't told they were Christian, they go to hell?
Well, when I get to 7:30, I usually do a rap.
Cut. Toy, Mufasa, mute your line, my brother, mute your line.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay. See, I
don't
want to call it straight
say,
of thought.
No, you say you asked him a question. Does it something about hell? I want to hear that question. You say
okay.
you asked your pops a question about hell.
I said that. Pops, so you telling me everybody who wasn't told that they were Christian are going to hell?
Right.
And he didn't know what to say. And I said, for a Christian
right.
who tells someone that they're going to go to hell, you've already passed judgment, which means you are in violation yourself. So how
right.
can you follow a religion that contradicts itself?
Right. Yeah. Now, see, that's because these type of conversations, unfortunately, they may trigger some in Christianity in particular, because the thing about Christianity, it kind of locks you down and it doesn't allow you to open your mind to different philosophies or different ways of thinking, because it's so strict and so rigid that you're not allowed to contemplate other things. Otherwise, you're being, you know, you letting the devil invade, or you being a heretic or whatever they say, but you're not allowed to think about other things, you know?
Yeah, and I said, Dad, when we came over here, we weren't Christian. We were told we were Christian. And if we didn't say we wasn't Christian, they were going to beat us till we said we were Christian. So here we are worshiping, going and following the enemy's religion. And you want to take it to a T. No.
Right.
So
yes, indeed. All right, caller. Yes, indeed. We appreciate you. We're going to get some other calls and see what they
talk
about.
You know what I'm noticing, Brother Kid?
What's up?
So far, what I'm noticing is, and it's like when I made the comment of God made humans, but then humans twisted what God was all about, you know, twisted all around to control people.
Right.
Notice how even with our last callers, how we are stuck in a time period of the Bible.
Exactly. There you go.
That's the control. That's the control that I say. Humans use what God is to control us.
Right.
But
right,
we have
right.
to go past that book.
Yeah.
Further back in history to get a true understanding of what, using that word God loosely, but what God is really about.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So, I mean, that's perfect. And you said it best because, again, this question goes beyond the Bible, right? This goes beyond the Bible. So now that you said that, I'm going to get into something real quick, and then we go hit the call lines. So if we're in agreement, because I like to figure out, you know, go past the Bible, because this is a great question that I've often asked myself, right? And I've come to the agreement or the conclusion, and I want to hear what y'all think about this. At one point, the spiritual world and the physical world were side by side, right? So the gods, and we talking long, long time ago, the gods originally created Earth, and this is still kind of in lines with what you said about creating Earth to experience it. The gods created Earth in order to have a temporary playground to experience life on Earth, basically to create their own heaven on Earth. So there was a time when the gods would party or live side by side with humans. And they would physically incarnate into bodies at their will, right? They would physically incarnate into humans at their will, live their best life, and then when they got tired, they would just fall asleep and let the body die and then go back to the spiritual realm, because they understood that death was not real. They understood that this earth plane or the physical plane was just temporary, and they could reincarnate into physical bodies at will. However, over time, humans have lost that ability, and the physical world and the spiritual world separated to the point where they are no longer touching each other. And over time, humans lost the memory of being gods or being from that realm. So we think now that death is final. Even though, according to the gods, this physical realm is the death realm, because we live in the land of the shadows. Everything down here, as soon as it's born, it's on a time clock to destruction, right? Everything that's created at some point will be destructed. Everybody on this planet right now in 150 years won't be here. Right, and we've lost that memory to understand that death is not final, it's only a transition. So we've lost the memory also that we are the gods reincarnated, but we can't do that at will, because over time we've been so entrapped in the physical, we've come to believe that this body and this physical thing is all of us, and once we die, that's it. But the gods knew before, long, 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 long time ago, they knew that they could incarnate in bodies, enjoy life on Earth, experience life on Earth, and then when they die, they go back to the all. So that's kind of my understanding of, if we want to talk about how we got here. At one point, the gods were able to incarnate at will, but over time, we've lost that memory and that ability. And they convinced us that death is the final, right? But we know, well, a lot of us don't know, but if we look at it, this is all temporary, and if we even look at quantum physics, we understand that life is an illusion based on the five senses that we experience here. And that they said it best in Row, Row, Row Your Boat, which is a nursery rhyme. Life is but a dream, right? Life is just a dream, a series of events that we go through, but it's not forever. You know what I'm saying? At some point, this life is going to expire, and the only thing we take is our experience of what we learned on this physical realm, you know, based on our five senses, but it's all an illusion that comes from the mind, right? It comes from the mind of the all, and the universe is mental. So I just wanted to put that out there as far as, you know, how the guys came to incarnate and be human. At one point, they can do that at will because the physical and the spiritual world were close. But now there's a veil to where all we see is the physical world, and there are certain people who can connect with the spiritual, but it's not prevalent everywhere because we've sunken so low as humanity. Right. So I don't know if I lost anybody, but I just wanted to put that out there. That's kind of my thinking on the whole thing. If we could wrap it all up as far as how the gods came down, Earth was originally created as a place to experience life, to be heaven on Earth. It wasn't here for us to work and do all these other things. It was for us to experience the pleasures and the joys of life and then get up out of here, you know, and come back if you want to or not come back, right? But we've lost that along the way. But, yeah, let's get to the call lines. I just wanted to put that out there. If y'all got a response, cool, or we can hit the call lines and see what's up.
We hit the call line. Hold on. Okay, area code. Area code 314-616. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Peace. Everyone here?
Peace, caller. Yes, indeed.
Peace, brother. How you doing?
Okay. Yeah, I know it's been a while since we kind of touched on this subject, and I got a quote General Cyrus Sutton said when he says that man created God so that God could create man to control other men. And I do like the fact that we have this conversation because we're going beyond the surface level. Now, when we're talking about from a pure creation perspective, I think that it may be beyond the human understanding of how everything all got here. Because,
right.
You know, we look from a perspective of like an anatomist, and they'll tell you, like, you know, the constellation, the Sagittarius constellation of the black hole is in charge of creating everything that we see within the universe. But I could also go with what, you know, Cosmic Kev said earlier in the discussion about how we, in ancient times, how we used the natures to personify the things that we could see. So why, you know, the Europeans told us that we had multiple gods, but we never believed in this so-called spookism. You know, when
right,
you see these
right.
statues, they're just personifications. So, you know, like my question to the people that actually believe God purportedly, so I think that when something goes beyond the human consciousness, it just goes like, you know what, it's God. So now that becomes a cop-out. So, like,
right.
my question to the people that uphold the belief in God is, where did God come from? Did God just, like, mysteriously create himself and put himself into the universe, like, you know, poof, and then created realms and boundaries around himself that disallow other people to become a God? I don't know.
Man,
when we have
you just broke it down.
And even when
you,
we have to have the discussion about God, you know, like, my thing with the whole God concept is, why do we have, why does God always have human attributes? I mean, he walks, he sits, you get a drink of water, whatever it is he does. But, you know, even when we relate to God, it always has a pronoun attached to it, her, him, you know, whatever. So that's my question to the people that, you know, conceptualize a belief in God or whatever. So. That's pretty
right.
much
yes,
my response and my question to it. That
yes,
I'll let you guys discuss what I just said and go back to the call lines.
Yes,
hey,
indeed. Appreciate
caller,
you, caller.
When you get an opportunity, caller, because I know you probably had just tuned in, but go back to the beginning on the breakdown I did about that. Because what you said,
you
described what I said, how the all came in to be. So if you, I don't know if you heard my whole breakdown, but. Go back and listen to that when you get the opportunity. And as far as what the caller said about, you know, God having, oh, when that Sarah Sue video, though, that was something else. I enjoyed that. That was hilarious. But God having these human attributes. See, here's what I'll say about that. Okay. Because I had also said that God the creator created humans, and humans twisted up the concept of God. And that's why we got all these books and Bibles and, you know, getting entrapped in certain things. But the reason God does have human attributes, because in that, what they're saying or what they should be talking about at that time are actual humans. Because humans, we did come from God the creator. We are the human experience of the Nether, of the All. You know, we are humans having that human experience. So when we say he and she, we should be actually talking about actual people. Like in the Nation of Islam, when we say Master Farah Muhammad came in the person of Allah, we know that we're talking about we came in human form. A man came in human form of the Creator. So a lot of people, when they throw that he and she out there, and European twist is trying to make the actual Creator a he or she. See, that's the entrapment. When reality is, we are the little small human manifestations of the Creator. So yeah, he and she is talking about humans, actual living and breathing humans.
Right, right. And now look, check this out. I like to also think of God in terms of energies, right? Because there are certain, because basically everything comes down to energy and vibration. So there are certain gods, like I can make it plain to where everybody can understand. There's a energy, or there's a sex god or a love god. So when you feel horny or you feel like you want to get into the mood, that energy could be prescribed to a certain god, right? Because that thought doesn't, or that feeling doesn't come from anywhere. When you get mad or you feel some type of emotion, that doesn't come from anywhere. So that can be attributed to a god. When you're happy, when you start receiving abundance, all these things that we experience as humans can be attributed to certain energies, which in turn can be attributed to certain gods. You see what I'm saying? So that's kind of how I look at, you know, gods being prescribed certain human attributes, is because we experience the same things as based on energy, based on vibration, you know, that the gods feel, or that the gods are prescribed to. So that's how I kind of look at that. You know, we all have those certain type of energies that go through us. The thoughts that come through our head, those are coming from somewhere. And the way that humans typically describe those is they put a god on it. You know, when I'm ready to go to war, you know, I summon Mars, or, you know, whatever the god is, Ogun or whoever, they summon that particular god, because that energy is going to allow you to carry out that particular action, you know,
yes, sir,
to carry out that
it's
particular
like
action.
But it's like we said earlier, though, that God came from the All. It came from the All.
It
and that All is what
exactly.
It is. So,
exactly.
See, you have to be in a certain mindset to know. And I'm sure us on this call, we know when we say the God of War, we're not saying that's a God equal to the All.
Right, exactly.
We understand.
Exactly. No. Right.
We understand what that means. Some people don't understand that. They're saying God of War. Oh my God, you got this other God. Now
you got
these
this
other guy. Guys. Oh, you guys are polytheists. But that's not the case.
Yeah, and this is the other thing that also confuses me. And right on, Colin. We'll get to the other callers here in 1 second. But the other things that confuse me, if I can go back to religion, is because a lot of times, especially I see this a lot in our community, where they say Jesus is God as well. So it kind of confused me a lot growing up as a Christian, where people were telling me that Jesus was God, but then he's also the Son of God, right? And that always kind of confused me. Like, I've always was confused. Okay, he's God, but then he's also the Son of God. Where, you know, where do we draw the line, or what's really going on? And I could never really come to an understanding of that, and it always confused me. And I think a lot of times in our community, we interchange Jesus with God. You know, those are the same things in a lot of circles. When people speak, they use those terms interchangeably, Jesus and God.
And who's, you know, who's the author of confusion, Brother Kidd?
Oh, we already know. The devil. The devil is author of confusion. Yes,
who's the devil? Okay, I don't want to
go down
another one. We ain't going to go there. But
right.
We all know, like we said earlier, who, you know, how things got twisted. Who was the author of the confusion? And so that was plan that they
that
made it so you be confused. Yeah, it was by design to make you confused about this Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and all that. It was designed to make it confusing for you by humans.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So if you're just joining us, family, we're down to the last half hour of the show. It's been a great conversation, great discussion. As always, give us a call, 929-477-1697. We are asking the question, did God create humans or did humans create gods? Call us up in this last half hour. Let us know what you think. Let's hit the call lines, Riser. Let's do it.
Okay, area code 314-448. Calling you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, have a good evening.
All right. Hello.
Hey, please call.
Hey, how you all doing?
Good. How are you? Peace.
Black Tech.
Good, baby. Peace and blessings. From my standpoint, the short answer is whoever you call the entity of God, because when you break down the term God, it just means power. So if you're talking about whatever this power is, did it create or did something create humans? I'm in accordance with that. I think the bigger issue and why this is even a debate or a question is because people don't have knowledge of themselves and they don't have knowledge of history proper. Or, you know, real history, not like narrative history. So when you don't understand, when you don't have a proper perspective on history, and you don't have a proper perspective on who you are, you're subjected to what the teachers have taught you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, indeed, I'm with you.
And that's where confusion comes into play. So, you know, you got especially if you're talking about quote-unquote colored people, quote-unquote black people, you can't find a section of colored people who don't believe in some type of entity on the earth. You know, there is, like, all colored people have a form of spirituality. They all adhere to something. But, you know, as we live in this quote-unquote global society that obviously, you know, so-called Caucasians are ahead of, they push disinformation and they push certain ideologies out there that confuse people. And then on top of that, like I said, a lot of colored people don't understand who they are. They all assume that we're all the same because we have the same skin color. So they adhere to certain belief systems and cultures. And culture is another big thing. Like, I have my own culture, for example, and I know my culture. So my culture teaches me who my quote-unquote God is. And everybody else, you know, every other culture has their beliefs. So there are people who believe in certain different gods or whatever. But long story short, I think it's, like I said, I think most people would agree that, you know, people were created by a creator, if you want to call that power or the entity the God or whatnot.
Okay.
Okay, you know,
so you with the... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, because I would love to do this at another time, not tonight, but I just wanted to go over this with you, that the color man is actually the Caucasian white man. And maybe in the next few weeks, we can get someone to come on to break that down and why we call the Caucasian man the color man. You know, black people, we're not colored. And I want to throw that out there so you can start doing some research on that. And then we
Let
can have a discussion about
quick.
That in the future.
All right, we don't want to get off topic, but we'll give you the last word. We don't want to get off topic. You got the last word when we get to the
I won't even go there. Yeah, long story short, I believe that, we were created by a creator. I think science easily points to that notion. Like I said, even if you want to go with history, it easily points to that notion. And there really isn't much evidence for anything else. So that's
right,
what I would go with.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
bud. Yeah. So he made a good point because a lot of times with these conversations, you know, our history only goes back so far. So for me, you just have to do your own due diligence and see what resonates with you, right? You know, see what feels right in your spirit and your level of understanding. There is, you know, some research out there, but when we talk about history, we always run into a wall because a lot of the stuff's not recorded. A lot of stuff you have to travel and go into these different ancient sites, and it's just a lot of, you know, tedious research and due diligence that you have to do. So the best thing you can do when contemplating these questions is, you know, meditate, figure out what resonates with you, ask the question over and over, get somewhere where you can be silent, get somewhere around some water, around some nature where you're not, you know, bogged down with city living and noise and, you know, kids and bills, where you can just have your mind at peace. And a lot of times, you know, answers will come to you. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta be in that space to where you're able to receive those type of messages. But a lot of things will come down to the individual and what actually resonates with your spirit and your soul. You know, so that's the other thing, because history only takes us so far, and then you have to rely on a person that's interpreting that history if they're even telling you, you know, what's correct. So just, you know, you can get the answers. You just got to see what resonates with your spirit and your soul, you know, if that makes sense. So, yeah, family, it's been a great show. What we're going to do is hit the call lines. We probably got time for one or two more calls before we wrap it up. So let's hit the call lines real quick and see what's happening.
Okay, area code 314-381, calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Look, the oldest on the planet is that which comes out of Nile Valley. That's
okay.
It.
You sure about that? Because some people argue and say Sumeria is older than the Sumerian culture is older than the Nile Valley.
Sumerian
culture
is not older than Nile Valley.
Okay, I'm with you.
Ptah was the creator of what we know. Ptah created the lesser gods, as the story goes.
Got
and that's written in the pyramids of Unis, Teti, Pepi I, Merenuka. There on the Saqqara, where the step pyramid is, Pepi II. Islam is the last of the monotheistic Western religions. Before it was Christianity. Christianity came out of Judaism. Judaism came out of the Yahwehism. The Yahweh was breakaway Kushites that was occupying an area called Jerusalem. And the Assyrians was coming down on Jerusalem. The Cushites went 1,200 miles or more, led by Chebeku and Tirhaka, and they defeated Sennacherib, who was the leader of the Assyrians. The Assyrians' god was, well, Ashur. Their god was Ashur. The Cushites' god was Amun. Had been so
right.
for thousands of years. That's
right.
the same god that Ursa Maat Re Septepenra, Rameshu Mary Amun, when he was fighting the Hittites, who is
mm-hmm.
present-day Turkey. He defeated them at the Oronis River. He called upon Amun. So
right.
if the Cushites had not defeated the Assyrians, there wouldn't be no Christianity. If it wasn't the Christianity, it wouldn't have been a Judaism. If it wasn't the Judaism, I'm sorry, if there wasn't a Judaism, it wouldn't have been a Christianity. If it wasn't a Christianity, it wouldn't have been an Islam.
Yes,
so, brother,
indeed.
You know what? I'm glad you broke that down like that, because from what you're saying, you are definitely coming from the African Semitic tradition. So would
Let
you
me
agree,
finish.
Would you agree?
Hang on
oh,
for
go
a
ahead.
Second.
I was going to ask
you
a quick question.
Africans fought off the expansion of Christianity. The matter of fact, it was women. The Kadakis fought off Justinian, and they also fought off Islam for about 700 years, maybe 1,400 years. They didn't want to have nothing to do with it. And here's the thing. Amun, you're talking about, see, it was a difference between the Cushites and the Egyptians. The Egyptians was a cosmopolitan land.
Right,
the
right.
The Cushites was ethnocentric. Their
mm-hmm.
god forbid it mixing. You know who the mixing was going on? There was no white folks back, no 10,000 years in those parts of the land, other than maybe some
right.
stragglers. They was talking about other people of Asia. That look
right.
like much of the African Americans today, look like some Arabs and so on and so on. That's why I come out here, black Americans say that they're ancient Egyptians. No, you're not. Because the God forbid it mixing. And blacks in America have European ancestry. And that still goes on today in certain areas, like in Ghana, in the Ashanti region. Omaheni, Ashanti Hemi, Osei Tutu. You do not get in that clan because they ain't going to let you in. The last, one of the presidents of Ghana, Rawlings, he could not become a paramount chief. Because his father was Scottish. His mother was Ghanaian. He was the president of the national country of Ghana, but he could not become a chief.
Okay.
So
all
that's
right,
just, that's the way it is. And people, I mean, that's the way it is. And yes, men did create gods. Because when these armies went out to battle, they followed a godhead. As I said,
right.
the Egyptians had Amun. You had the Babylonians had somebody that they followed. The Assyrians followed Ashur. And if you got defeated, your godhead ended up on the ground upside down in the mud.
Right, exactly. So
now, real quick, too. Human beings evolved. The first humanids were not somebody you want to go to bed with. Because they was part of, I mean, they wasn't fully developed. They had animalistic. They would bite you.
It is what it is.
One the way you know that the present human we got today, the Homo sapiens sapiens, has been around for a period of time, but they evolved. Human beings used to have canine teeth. You can see some predominance of the remnants of canine teeth in present day humans in some people. It kind of have diminished. From when I was a kid, you can look at somebody open their mouth on the lower jaw and upper jaw and the far corners. You had these teeth that stuck down further than other ones. That was the remnants
right,
of canine teeth.
Right. So the question still, like I asked the other caller about evolution, how and when did humans go from animals to being these conscious beings? Like, was it biology? Was it their diet?
Well,
what
they can go
to elevate.
It's a lot
to this
of things.
Level?
It's a lot of things. Another thing, that Asiatic man, that's something that Muslims made up. It's in Greece, there's an Eastern Eden, and there's the Eden there around Mount Kilimanjaro. Greece created that Eastern Eden between the Tigris and the Euphrates River. That's something that was
Iraq.
That they
That's
needed. Like you said before, everybody needs to know where the hell I came from. But here's the thing. The answer is nobody knows. Well, nobody there at the time. The Bible is a lie. The flood story. What happened to all that damn water? If the water covered everything on earth, it had to cover Mount Kilimanjaro or Mount Everest. At those altitudes, the temperature is about 30 degrees below zero. So was Noah's boat floating around on ice?
Right.
Hey, you know, we're getting low, and so I do have to ask you this, brother. You know,
go ahead.
I laid back, let you do your bid, but now I got to hit you with some questions. So now, because I heard you say that humans created God.
Yeah, they did.
That's what you said, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is your analogy of God? What is God?
Well, the thing is, this stuff about when you die, you're going to go into some other room. Nobody know what the heck's going to happen. You know what? You got black holes, that's for real, and you got asteroids. If the right size asteroid go flying by Earth within a certain vicinity, it could suck off the atmosphere, and we all gone. Black holes tear up suns, just tears them apart.
Right.
And in the galaxy that we in, they say there's at least 10,000 dudes out there.
The yeah, they say there's a black hole in the center of the Milky Way.
It ain't jack you can do to stop them. At least not we know today.
That's your definition of God? That's your definition of God?
What, a black hole?
A black hole?
Well, there's thousands of black holes. So there's thousands of gods?
Okay, so your definition of God is a black hole.
No, I didn't say my definition of God was no black hole. God is whatever man made him to. Just like religion. Religion is the deification of a culture. Within a culture, they had to set certain standards, and you don't do. Then they turned those things into religion. Ten Commandments. Before the Ten Commandments, you had the adamations of Maat, and you can read these things today.
So
Sarah Sutaseti is right because I helped raise him. Ask him. I say, next time you see Seti, ask him, did Pianchi help raise you? He'll tell you. He knows what he's talking about.
So I know you have a background in comedic spirituality. So
I spent 7 to 8 years, maybe 9, I'd have to look at my passport, going in and out of tombs, pyramids, and temples, you know, dig site as far down as the first cataract in Haleiwa. Digging around in people's garbage. And those sites go back at least 35,000 years ago.
Right, that's a conservative number. They go back farther than that. I mean, aren't you being kind of conservative? Cause the
well, no, at that one particular site, the things that were found,
Okay.
But no, people can believe, and people got to have something to believe in.
How old is the Earth, brother? Do you have any idea how old?
Some scientists say about 4 billion years. Mm-hmm.
4 billion years. So we go prior to 4 billion years. Something has.
No, human beings wasn't around back four billion years ago.
That's why human beings did not create God. That's why God created human beings.
Well,
what
I'm saying this is that when the people that have the oldest mention and the authoritative writings on how this came about, it comes out of those pyramid texts before that, it was the coffin text. What's written in the inside upper roof of the coffin, now you can find them in the pyramids. They carved in stone. The more you try to remove them, the deeper it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right.
Right. Those were stories.
All right.
To explain.
All right.
Yeah,
we appreciate you down to the last few minutes, but we appreciate you calling. You dropped some knowledge on us, so we thank you.
Yeah,
we'll
debate that Islam stuff later. I heard you, brother.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, y'all. Yeah. Oh man, this has been a powerful show. I love these type of shows. Y'all already know. So, thank you to all the callers. And I think one conclusion that I want to make too is the further time goes along, it seems like we're getting further away from answering these questions. That's why it's important to constantly engage and have these conversations, because the further we go along, it's like we're getting further and further from the truth. You know what I'm saying? But I think this conversation was great. Appreciate it to all the callers and listeners and supporters. And I'm going to let my brother Mufasa and Rigel wrap us up. Give us y'all last words.
I'll make it plain. Like the brother said, the last caller said, the earth is billions of years old and humans are not that old. I rest my case with that, because what created the planet, what created the universe, what created all those black holes, all of these things, like I said from the beginning, came out of the state of the Creator.
Right.
All of it. All of it came from the Creator. So the Creator created humans. And humans twisted up what the Creator was and gave it that, you know, the name of God, and twisted up what God is in order to control people. But the Creator created humans. Humans did not create the Creator. They just twisted what the Creator was all about.
Yes, indeed. That's a good point, brother. That was a good point. So, yeah, buddy. We rolling. Rigel. What are your last thoughts? Give us some last thoughts.
It was an interesting conversation. Just as you said, Brother Kevin, the more we know, we're not gaining clarity. You know, it's bringing about more questions that comes up. The more we know, we go into outer space, the more we figure out, the less we realize we don't know anything. We still have more questions. It just does not bring clarity at all. But I do appreciate everybody. One thing I did learn from this is that nobody knows.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Unless you got the right teacher.
Unless you got the right teacher. Okay, well.
Unless you got the right teacher.
That's what I learned from this is that nobody knows. You know, they have a big world, big cosmos, big universe. Nobody knows where it begins. Nobody knows where it ends. Nobody knows.
Right, but it's fun to even just think about that. At least to me, it just blows my mind just thinking about the beginning. So that kind of sparks my brain. So I kind of like it. But yeah, you're right. No one knows, but I think it's interesting to at least contemplate and have these conversations about it. For me. I enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It's definitely, interesting. Definitely interesting discussion to have. But
tap in. Get knowledge yourself, or you'll know. Tap in. Tap into the guy within you, and you will know.
The caller did say that, didn't he? The caller called in and said that, too. Knowledge yourself.
Yes, sir.
Said, okay.
Get that knowledge yourself. Tap in, and you will know. Tap into the God in you, because you come from the Creator. We all come from the Creator. You just got to tap into that source.
Totally agree. And once again, thank you guys for calling in. Check us out next week and the week after. Email us if you need to. Follow us on social media. And look forward to talking to you again. Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking. Okay.